The following is an interview with Randy Richard, a lieutenant with the Pontiac North Fire Department, discussing their recent acquisition of some hydraulic rescue tools, otherwise known as the Jaws of Life.
Could you explain a little bit about how you guys acquired the Jaws of Life there?
Well, in my own opinion, it was it was a good thing, and we didn't have it. We had, always had to wait for Ladysmith and Camel's Bay or Shovel. So I thought, considering the fire departments are getting bigger, I figured it was a good thing. So my wife and I brought it up to council and got the approval, and we went from there.
And so how long ago was this? How long have you been working on it?
Well, we started, maybe 3 months ago.
Okay.
3-4 months ago that we brought it up to council and everything. And we knew a place that we could get a set of jaws at a cheap price. So they ended up actually donating them. That was Pontiac West. They actually donated them to the Otter Lake Fire Department. And then we went from there.
Jeez. So it's the Pontiac West Fire Department.
Yeah, so that's Alumet Island.
Okay.
Yeah, so they donated their old equipment to us. And then from there, we purchased some from Renfrew Fire Department.
Okay.
And then right after that, we have a new member in the Thorn Station, and he actually works for Ottawa Fire Department, and he was able to get some donated to us from the Ottawa Fire Department.
And so these are all, are these battery powered? Are these pneumatic?
No,
how do they work?
No, they're all by hydraulic. Yeah, so they're the old style Jaws of Life, but considering we're just starting this process, you know, like we got everything at a great price and donated to us for us to start.
So there's multiple systems that you have there as well?
Yes, correct. Okay. Yeah. So right now, with everything that we got in-house, like it, we have right now, we're self-sufficient that we don't have to call out other municipalities for backup.
Okay.
Because the original set we got was only a spreader cutter combination tool,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of small, so any big jobs that we would have got, it was a little small, so we still would have had to have backup on the other municipalities. So now with the combination of all the tools, we are self-sufficient 100% for the extraction.
For sure. Not all jaws are built the same.
No, and there's some that's bigger and there's some that's small, and you know, there's different size of rams, and yeah.
And so can you talk a little bit about the training there? I understand you guys have to have a specific training to be able to use these as well. How is that process going?
Well, that's correct. And then in November, that's when we start going for it's a full weekend training. And then the following weekend, we're having an exam.
Okay.
So this is just a process, like we're just starting to get into it. So it's all new to all of us. So I have to pick up, certain members that want to be part of the extraction team to do this.
And so how many do you figure will get the training all told throughout your department?
Well, I'm hoping more in the future, but at first we're going to start 8 to 10, I'm hoping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of how many in your department now?
The whole Pontiac North department, we must be up to 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 30, 35 maybe. I'd say 30.
Okay, so you're starting off with 8 to 10. What would you like to see it get up to?
Oh, more the merrier. it's a volunteer system, so sometimes, you know, there's some people not around, right?
No doubt. And can you explain a little bit about what this means for your guys' response there? What exactly jaws are used for?
The jaws is for extraction out of vehicles if there's an accident. So, like, if you're trapped in a vehicle and whatnot, like we had to wait for a minimum of 20 minutes for even like Camel's Bay or Shawville to get to our borders. So time is the essence to get a patient out of the vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's the biggest thing is, like, considering Pontiac North is first responders, we're on scene first. It'd be nice to get the patient out and prep to get to the hospital as fast as possible.
For sure. And you guys have quite a large territory there as well.
Yeah, we do.
Like you said, it's a, what, 10, 15 at least just to get to the borders, let alone up to some road or cottage or something along those
lines.
That's
right.
And so would you say that vehicle accidents and that kind of thing are some of the most common calls you guys get called to?
Not necessarily. But every major highway that comes into Otter Lake, usually it's 301, 303, the 377, so 366, sorry. So those are all high-speed highways, like it's 90 kilometers an hour, so automatically the extrication tools is actually called
if there's an accident
on those highways.
It's automatic.
It's automatic. It's protocol with 911.
And so what's the timeline? You said the training here, you're hoping to have it in November, so by the end of the year here, you guys will be able to respond to these calls sort of yourself without having to call in back?
We are aiming for that, so yes, we are.
Randy, I want to thank you for your time. If you have anything else you wanted to let our listeners know or anything else you wanted to say about this?
Like, our next project is now that we're going to get into this extrication part, we are going to be looking probably just for a vehicle to put these things in. So that's probably going to be our next project and go from there, you know, because we're just trying to better ourselves for the future.
And so currently there, this equipment we put on like a pumper truck or something like that? Or
correct, yeah.
Okay, but you're looking for specifically like a tool vehicle or something along those lines?
Yeah, it'll be, right now we're going to put it on our attack vehicles. And then if we could actually get a vehicle especially for that, it'd be a lot better. So then we're not taking room out of our attack vehicles.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Randy. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much.